Hello, Grace City. This is Simon, and for today's final Lent reflection, we are reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 through 53. It says, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, Pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, should we strike with our swords? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, No more of this! And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, Am I leading a rebellion that you've come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts. You did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns. When darkness reigns. On the eve of his crucifixion, this was truly the hour of darkness, or at least the beginning of several very long, dark hours. The scene begins with Jesus crying out to his Father in prayer in unimaginable anguish, so severe that his blood vessels begin to rupture, causing him to literally sweat blood. His prayer partners, his best friends, have passed out on the ground, exhausted from sorrow. And then, betrayal. One of his own disciples, not just a random guy, but a man that Jesus had poured into for nearly 3 years, a man who Jesus had welcomed into his inner circle, Judas shows up and betrays Jesus by greeting him with a kiss. It's so cruel. And then, as if things couldn't get any worse, Jesus' other disciples decide that this was their cue to start killing people. So they draw their swords and start swinging in the prayer garden. This was truly a dark hour. It makes me wonder how many people all over the world are living out their darkest hour right now. How many of you listening to this podcast perhaps feel like today may be one of the darkest hours of your life? We all have seasons in our lives when everything, every thought, feeling, circumstance, and challenge confirms the reality that there are moments when darkness reigns. At least it certainly feels like it. But here's what we must not miss. No matter how dark this world gets at times, right in the middle of all the pain and violence and sorrow and exhaustion, we find Jesus doing what he always does. No more of this! And he touched the man's ear and healed him. What is Jesus up to when it feels like darkness has won? He's commanding the storm to be still, the violence to stop, and he's touching broken people. He's healing in the midst of fear and betrayal, because in the presence of King Jesus, darkness cannot overcome. My friends, if you are currently in a season of darkness and you're wondering, where is my Savior? Does he care that I'm hurting? What is he doing? Will this darkness last forever? Please know this. Jesus is with you. He's not lost control of the situation. When it's time, with a word, he will command the storm to be still. He will heal you, and the darkness will not overcome. So here's my prayer for us today. Lord Jesus, you are our good and faithful friend. You are our healer and warrior king. Lord, would you strengthen us today to trust you as you walk with us through the dark, shadowy valleys of life, as you lead us into greater healing and freedom and joy in this life and in the one still to come. We love you, Lord. Amen. See you guys at our Good Friday service tonight. Have a great day.